old and new. Movie reviews.
Hello, hello. It's Friday again, which means it's time for another movie review. This week's movie is Iron Man 2. Now, I know it's been out for a while, but I just recently found myself with a little bit of time off, so my best friend and I went to go see it. It was good, obviously not as good as the first, but it was much better than most sequels are. The movie does star all of the original actors, that is, except for Lieutenant Colonel James Rhodes, or as Tony calls him, Rhodey. In the first movie, Rhodey is played by Terrence Howard, who you may have seen in August Rush, Animal, and Four Brothers. In the second movie, Rhodey is played by Don Cheadle, who was in Ocean's 12 and 13. What's with the different actors? The two don't even look anything like each other. And I'm not saying Don Cheadle did a bad job in the second movie, I was just a little surprised to see that it wasn't the same actor. Anyway, the movie was good, I'm glad they played out the whole Tony and Pepper story instead of ignoring it altogether. Also, the little hints of the Avengers was nice. For those of you that didn't stay to the end of the film, there was a little sneak peek after the credits for the Avengers. And after searching IMDb, it was announced that the Avengers movie will be coming out in 2012. For the Avengers, Robert Downey Jr. has signed on for Iron Man, as did Scarlett Johansson for Black Widow, Chris Evans for Captain America, Chris Hemsworth for Thor, and Samuel L. Jackson for Fury. Also, it is rumored that there will be an Iron Man 3. Unfortunately, because it's still in development, there isn't much information on IMDb besides the fact that Robert Downey Jr. is rumored to play Iron Man. Because a sequel doesn't suck like most sequels do, I'd have to give the movie a 4. So, for the few of you out there that haven't been able to see Iron Man 2 yet, it's definitely worth the $8.50 to watch. And if you're like me, you'll have the theater to yourself, except for Echidna's grandma, but they sat in the very back. My apologies for not only the short podcast, but the late one as well. I wasn't able to record it the night before like I usually do because of work. You gotta love working in a restaurant. So that wraps it up for the old and new movie review podcast. I'm Katie, you all have a wonderful week, and don't forget to tip out your waiters and waitresses. See you next Friday.